Embezzlers have been known to misappropriate $1 million or more from a single corporation, causing near bankruptcy. But one great owner of vast real estate interests has been robbed of billions without suffering financially. I'll be back in a moment with the amazing facts. Hello, this is Joe Cruz on the Amazing Facts broadcast, facts which affect you. You know, friends, we often pick up newspapers and read about individuals who have misappropriated millions of dollars. These embezzlers often skip the country, taking the money with them and leaving financial ruin for scores of people that lost everything they had. Now, we always secretly hope that the law will catch up with them and throw the book at them. But now, wait a minute. Let's not move too fast here. All of us handle money. I don't care who you are, you handle money that's not yours. You handle money that belongs to God. Could it be that somebody who's listening today is guilty of embezzling heavenly funds? Did you know that the greatest holder of lands and goods in the world has been chiseled and robbed repeatedly without going out of business? And of course, God is that great owner that I'm speaking about. And I'm referring specifically to tithes and offerings. In Leviticus 27:30, the scriptures say that the tithe is the Lord's. There's just no way to miss it, friends. Maybe I ought to read that verse. Here's what it says. All the tithe of the land is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Notice all the tithe. Now, that's specific, isn't it? And then Malachi 3, verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Now, notice something. A person who doesn't tithe is a robber. But in addition, a person who doesn't give offerings is guilty before God of robbing also. So your tithes and your offerings belong to God. Now, these things don't belong to us, friends. They're God's. We're handling sacred funds. And the question is, how are we handling them? Could it be that some of us are guilty of misusing God's money? Now, Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. That little word, all, is very important. I think we need to emphasize it. If I make $100, I owe $10 tithe. If I only pay $9 tithe, I'm guilty of robbery. In fact, I'm not really tithing at all. You see, friends, you're not tithing until you give a tenth, because the word tithe actually means a tenth. The scripture for that is Numbers 18, verses 21 and 24. The Bible specifically teaches that the tithe is one-tenth. Now, that's why the Lord said, bring it all. It's not for me to say, well, let's see now, how much does a tithe amount to, or how much can I afford to give this month? God has already settled that. It's one-tenth. Now, turn to Numbers 18, 21 and 24, and notice how the Bible explains it. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel have I given unto the Levites to inherit. Now, these two verses explain what the tithe is. The tithe was given to Levi, and the Lord also called it the tenth. So, on the authority of this book, tithe is a tenth. In fact, the word tithe itself means tenth. You look it up in your dictionary when you get home, you'll find that that's exactly what it means. Now, a great many people say, well, I go to church and pay my tithe. When what they really mean is they go to church and give offerings, because nobody's a tithe payer who doesn't give a full one-tenth of his income. And that's why the Bible is speaking of one-tenth of the increase. Some people say, ooh, isn't that a great deal to give, one-tenth? Well, now listen, friends, if somebody came to you and said, I'd like to set you up in business. I'd like to furnish the capital, the buildings, the equipment, everything. I want you to go and run it. Then at the close of the month, I want you to figure out the profit. And when you found the profit, I want you to keep 9/10 and you give me 1/10. Now, what would you say to that? Would you say, you mean you want a tenth? Oh, no, you would look at the man and say, you've made a mistake, haven't you? You mean you want 9/10 and give me 1/10. Well, you've never heard of an offer like that, friends. People don't make offers like that today. But listen, that is the offer God has made. There's no question about it. This world and everything in it belongs to Him. He made the whole thing, and the Bible is clear. In Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. Psalms 50:10-12. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain and the wild beast of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. And then Haggai 2:8 says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, we forget that sometimes, don't we? He says it's mine. And Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Now, friends, when we add all that up and put it together, the Bible is simply saying this. Everything is God's. If you have anything at all, God gave it to you, or he gave you the power and the strength and the intelligence to obtain whatever you have. And then he says to you, now 10% of what you receive is mine. I want you to give it back to me. Is that a fair offer? Oh, I submit to you today that you've never heard of anything more fair than that. And remember the text now, Leviticus 27:30 says, a tithe is the Lord's. It isn't a question of us deciding whether we ought to turn it over to him or whether it should become his or will become his. It already is the Lord's. That's been settled. And so one-tenth of every man's income belongs to God. He may be a complete heathen and know nothing about God, but still one-tenth of everything that enters his hands belongs to the Lord.
Thank you. Just take my